The Gaming Grunts present a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition campaign, Storm King's Thunder.
Welcome, everyone, to Episode 4 of Storm King's Thunder, an extension of the Lost Mine of Phandelver campaign, brought to you by the Gaming Grunts. Yay! let's see, last we left our party, they were fighting for their lives as a couple of fire giants, accompanied by a whole bunch of orcs and orugs and little fiery creatures, invaded Tribor, and they, along with a handful of NPCs, are defending the town against this onslaught. They seem to be making some headway, but there is a large number of enemies, and let's see how things go. So, we are at the top of the order at this point with Lillian. David, you're going to pick up, I assume, whoever Niru was running. Whoever that was. Mm-hmm. And so that we're all good, right?
Okay.
All right.
I currently have Gilrin and Dorathra assigned such that I can move them.
Oh yeah, that's right. Otherwise, fine. Right.
Yeah, if I can't move Dorathra, it might be
back. We did a little shuffling so that Niru could have a more powerful character. So yep. Dorathra, I think, it stays with Lillian, and Lillian, your other character.
I mean, if Lillian wants to keep Gelrin and Dorathra, that's fine too. So,
yeah, it literally doesn't matter. I'll play.
Doesn't matter to me. Yeah, all right,
two none.
Buckle your shoe. All right. Okay. Well, let's get started, Lillian. What would you like to do?
Well, I've got this thing. It's called a longbow. I really like to shoot it. So I think I might do that some more while heading down to this door. So first, I will take my bow and I will shoot it at the stone beak coming down the up direction. Because I know that that's not north. That's the only thing I remember.
No. Well, actually, that diagonal is north.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Then, actually north.
You're in the axe beak or the orcs?
I'm going for the axe beak.
Okay.
Although, actually, that's a good point. I should go for the orc riding on the axe beak first. Because they always end up prone afterwards, and it's much harder to hit. So I'll go for the orc first, riding the axe beak.
That will absolutely hit a 25. Yeah, excellent. For 6 points of damage. Okay. All right.
Solid and hit. Then a second attack.
That's going to
be a whopping 9.
Yeah. And you get. Do you get two attacks in Hordebreaker or just two?
Yes, attacks in Hordebreaker. And if Hordebreaker I was using melee and they were in 5 meter range, then I can also use two weapon fighting.
You have someone next to you.
They have to be in like melee range.
Yeah.
That's still pretty far. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Hordebreaker on X Beak.
That will definitely hit.
For 8.
Great.
Man.
No. Okay.
No, that is a damage. That's not a attack roll.
The 8 points, points is the damage. Right. The 26 was the.
Oh, I saw that.
Attack.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. It's hard. It's easy to miss it because his previous attack roll looked like a damage roll.
Hey now.
All right.
And okay. I will use my movement to move towards the door.
Okay.
About here.
All right. Okay. All right. Then after that, one of the orgs is up. Let's see, what is it gonna do? It's got what 30 plus 30 more for aggressive. Let's take a look. Yeah, he's going to move forward into the entryway there. And gonna make a javelin attack against Dorothra. And I think this is probably its last.
Has an AC of 14.
Yeah, 23 is gonna hit it.
Yeah.
And does 7 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay. Next up is one of the giants.
Whoa.
Okay. And he has a... Is that a he or is she? I don't remember. 30-foot movement. Okay. They move forward to about here and stop and begin to pull out. This one you notice is carrying in one hand a what looks to be a rod of some sort. It is about 4 feet long, and it has two prongs at the end that it looks to be moving around to in some fashion, in this case toward the ground, they say, does anybody know giant? I don't think anybody has giant as a language.
No.
Calls out something to the other giant, and pulls out a gigantic great sword, and looks like it's preparing to do something with the great axe. You're not quite sure what. So, that's about all he does.
So he's holding a great sword and a great axe.
Sorry, great sword. I'm alternating between great sword and great axe.
A great sword and a hollow fork.
Is that great sword made of metal? The whole things, or what is made of from?
The sword is made out of metal.
But the hilt is probably not.
The hilt.
Yeah, most hilts are leather wrapped or
wood
whatnot.
Or,
yeah.
Are they wearing armor or?
They are. They are wearing armor. They're wearing plate mail.
Okay.
Plate mail? Good Lord.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. the rod is metal as well.
Mm.
So yeah. Okay, and that is its turn. Next up is this orc who is prone, who is, I think it's still prone. It's the one behind the one that Lillian just shot. It's going to use half of its movement to get up. I can do 45 feet without having to. Okay. And it can do 75 feet with. Now let's go 45 feet. Up there. And it's going to make a javelin attack against Gelrin. Hits with a 24.
Yep.
So Gelrin takes 6 points of piercing damage.
Six. And then I think Gelrin was holding his action, right? I'm pretty sure I typed it out, so I'm just trying to find it.
Yeah, he was holding his action until something or Sandsward came within melee range.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gelrin right. Holding action to attack him or Sandsward comes within range.
Thanks.
Swing with battle axe two times. So he is not within melee
yep.
range.
Yeah.
Okay, so next up is the orc and axe beak that is right there. They are going to move 50 feet of movement. Okay, now they will get to right here, which does put them in melee range, which would trigger said held action. Do you want to attack the do you want to attack the axe beak or the rider?
I'm pretty sure would swing at the axe beak.
Axe beak is pretty big. It'd be actually pretty tough to get at the rider.
Yeah.
It's one thing to shoot it with an arrow, but okay. Yep, give me your first swing.
Okay.
Unfortunately, a 10 is not going to hit. It's got a pretty low armor class, but not that low. 14 will definitely hit, and that is enough to kill the axe beak.
Wow, you only for minimum damage, but all right.
You only had 4 hit points left, so it was already pretty damaged.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I've shot it a couple times already.
Poor bird.
Let's see. The orc needs to make a dexterity saving throw. It fails miserably and takes, 1d4 points of damage?
Yeah, I think so.
Points of damage. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
All right. Two. And I'm going to say he's done for this round. He can about the only thing he can do is recover his senses. That was a pretty terrible terrible fall he took. He's done for this turn. Let's see, which brings us to Othavir.
Okay, I think that's me. Let me check what's the speed.
Next.
30 feet, okay. One measuring question. So when I measure the distance for this and this one, because the icon is too big, should I use center to center, center to edge? How do I
whatever's to advantage.
Edge to edge.
Okay. Okay. Edge to edge. Yeah, I like edge to edge.
Yeah.
So, I move towards the orcs. Are they orcs? Not
this orcs. Is an Aurig. This is an Aurig. This is the big armored guy.
Okay. Yeah, I move towards this a little bit. So the yeah, let me check the distance. Distance should be okay. And cast a spell called Wait a Minute. Witch Bolt.
Cast the spell called Wait a Minute.
Witch
Bolt. Witch Bolt.
Witch Bolt? Okay. That bolt.
Display that.
I mean, if you have a spell called Wait a Minute, which basically makes them wait for a full minute, that's 10 rounds that's of combat. That's
a great round, yeah.
Cast that spell.
It waits 10 rounds and then do 10 actions at a time. That's
I'm sorry, you were attacking the Aurig with the Witch Bolt?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it needs to make a DC...
Make a ranged spell attack against.
You're making a ranged spell attack. Okay. They confused me with that spell save DC down at the bottom.
Yeah, I don't know how to cast it.
You're going to at the top of your spell list. There's a spell attack that says plus something. You should be able to click that, and that'll do a spell attack.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Or if you have that in your actions.
Wow,
yeah, that's a great roll. That will definitely hit.
And with D12 roll 3. Nice.
It does 3 points of damage.
Yeah.
It crackles across its plate mail armor. It doesn't do a ton of damage, but it does something. Let's see.
I can do that.
Got a hit. And on each of your okay, so you this is ongoing. On a hit, you takes 1d12 damage. On each of your turns for the duration, you can use your action to deal 1d12 lightning damage. I need
to use my action to do that, but yeah,
it does cost your action, but you don't have to roll again. That's the nice thing.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
I'm not in the distance or something. Okay, cool. That's all.
Did you find a twig from a tree that's been struck by lightning? Oh, I guess you already have that. It's in your spell pouch. Okay, Agadir.
Can you imagine if that NPC didn't come with that? He probably has like two things he can do.
He can take the dash action and run away.
He came out of his house prepared to fight by running away.
Well, there are those guys that are like an hour south. If he starts now,
then he'll definitely die to that beak running him down.
Let's see. How far away am I at all this stuff?
Agadir? You're starting to get closer to the orcs.
I'm not quite close enough to run up to help Gelrin.
You got 30 feet movement.
Yeah. The two orcs that are up the road north of Gelrin, are they prone or standing?
The one in front is prone. The one in back is not.
Okay, the one in back is standing up.
That's correct.
All right. I think I'm going to just shoot the one in the back, but in the front.
You know what I mean? I followed that.
What? Actually, hold on. Let me just double check the range because that might be.
He's going to
he's under 80
back
feet.
Orc, but shoot it in.
Shoot, I'm going to try and shoot him in the front.
Right.
So he's within 80 feet of me, so I'm within normal range. So short bow. Yeah, I think a 20 will hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Four, six.
6 points. Okay, nice. Yeah, he's looking really rough. He's taking a good amount of damage, but he's still standing.
And actually, I probably should have done this first, but it really wouldn't make a difference. But I'm going to move a little bit further. Where's my move key? 30 feet closer towards Gelrin. So that way I'll be okay. in range to walk up and heal him if I need to.
Right. Touching distance.
Yeah. He's already gotten one of my second level healing words, but I'm not going to healing word him again if I can avoid it.
Right. Right. All right. Then is that your...
Yeah, I'm repositioning my token. But okay. Yeah.
All right. That's so it. Dars. Who's got Dars? Dars Helgar.
It's me. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to hit the orc over here. It's a disadvantage.
It is prone, so you get disadvantage on the attack. If you were to attack the back one, you would not get disadvantage because it is not prone.
He just has a slingshot, so it's going to be disadvantage anyway. So
anyway, okay, and disadvantage doesn't pile on.
Stack up, yeah.
Doesn't stack.
So, just going to click on his character sheet. Sling, and why do the attack? Click on it.
All right, and that will hit. And all right, does 4 points of damage. It's struggling to get up, and you smack a sling bullet right into its forehead. All right. Any movement? Any other
bonus action? No, that's it. All right. I'm going to stay there.
Yeah. Okay. Next up is this orc right here who's... Let me do a little measurement here. I'm pretty sure he's close enough to get to Narth.
Oh, yeah. Is it out of the circle yet?
It is. Oh, it is. That's right. It is still in the circle, which at the beginning of its turn
randomly goes to one direction, right?
Well,
because it's already heading in a direction.
The axe beak is the front of the axe beak, which is its head, is out of the circle.
Okay.
So. Yeah, there wasn't any damage in the circle, was there, or was there?
There is. It's way
up. Start their turn.
Hunger of Hadar?
Yeah.
Any creature that starts its turn in the area takes 2d6 cold damage.
Yeah, that's right.
If it ends its turn, it has to make a dexterity or take 2d6 acid damage as well.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Okay, so...
So it starts out taking 2d6 cold.
Yeah, go ahead and roll 2d6. I'll use it for both, just so we're not... Okay, 4 damage. Come on. Select. There we go. How about... That's enough to kill both of them. They go tumbling out of the circle and just sprawl dead onto the floor. With frostbitten appendages and well, that's one way to do it.
I'm gonna roll that as he freezes and dies, he falls forward out of the thing, and as he does, he gets one last look at Narth, and Narth is sitting there like cowering behind there, going, "Oh crap!" And then he dies. He's like, "All right."
I'm a powerful fighter. okay, now Urgala is up.
Yeah, Urgala. So I think she's going to fire 2 arrows at the Orog that's there.
Okay.
And let me get her character sheet. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, there we go. I get her character sheet. So, short bow.
17 misses. It is deflected off of its heavy plate mail armor.
Okay, try again.
Yeah, that will definitely not, 5 will definitely not hit.
Yeah.
So, all right. You really shouldn't be rolling Tankard's dice while you're playing Urgala.
I mean, the 17 was pretty good. It's just they don't have great weapons.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Will Wheaton, any other movement or anything?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Next up is this Aurig, who is going to move forward, but it's going to hold its ground. It's not going to do it. It's not going to take any action. Or it's holding, and I would say it appears to be prepared to take action, but is not actively doing anything. Sanswood.
Okay. I'm moving here.
Sorry, he's been moving.
Makes me 60 feet-ish away with the aura.
Mm-hmm.
And cast. It's wearing metal. Plate metal.
Is wearing plate metal.
I like it. I like it. Wears. So yeah, heat metal to the plate mail, and
okay,
it's
that causes.
That makes it burning and cause
it does 15 points of fire damage, right?
And also, it's a concentration spell until the spell's end. Yeah.
Yep.
It also has to make a constitution check if it takes damage.
Right.
And also, I think it has a disadvantage for attack.
If it fails the constitution save.
Any creature
save. No. It's not even failing. Maybe you're right. I did not. It's been a while casting this.
Okay.
Yeah, but at least this turn is 15.
Okay, 18, I'm assuming, is higher than your DC. Yes. Okay, so it succeeds its constitution save. It is howling in pain and rage. And looking at you like it's not very happy. All right. Anything else?
No.
These little fire creatures are kind of blocked by.
Oh, wait a minute, for the disadvantage things. It's not, even if it's a succeed. Never mind. Let me try and figure out how
it works. If it doesn't drop the object, it's different. So that's if it fails its constitution saving
throw. Yeah, it's constitution saving throw lets it hold on to the object. So if it's wearing armor and you're targeting the armor, it's not like you can drop it.
Yeah.
It's just keeping it from having the need to drop it. So
I see.
The disadvantage if it doesn't drop the object. Like if you cast it on a sword and he's like, no, I'm gonna keep the sword in my hand, he can hold on to it, but now he has disadvantage to swing it. So
okay.
Since you've got armor that he can't just like drop, you know, the fact that he's burnt and he makes a saving throw, he just shrugs through that pain and can still attack normally. But if he's searing from that pain, it's imposing disadvantage, you know, him trying to, you know, concentrate on attacking.
Wait, no, isn't it the opposite? Because, like, if he's still wearing the hot armor, that's why he gets disadvantage. Because if it doesn't drop the object, and the only way to drop the object is by failing the constitution throw, then it gets disadvantage.
The constitution saving throw, I believe, is tied to the disadvantage.
And the assumption is that you want to hold on to the thing that's hot. So you need to make the con save roll in order to have the willpower to, or the fortitude to actually hold on to it. And in that case, you take the if you make the saving throw, you don't take disadvantage. Or sorry,
I agree. It's worded kind of funny,
Says just basically if it doesn't drop the object, and it didn't drop the object because you're forced to drop the object if you fail the constitution. But you can see if there's you can also choose to drop it at any point, right?
Yes.
It's an armor, so he can't.
If it's a weapon, you can choose to drop it, and then you don't take any disadvantage because you're not holding onto a hot thing.
Like stack exchange link thing that if constitution saving throw passed, there's no disadvantage.
So it's kind of
powering through the pain and shrugging off.
If it did not save the constant, right, that is so hard to pronounce. You can choose to drop your weapon or anything to avoid that disadvantage.
Right.
We got it, Bala.
It passed the saving throws. It does not have the disadvantage for this turn.
Right.
I assume.
Yeah, that's the way I've always assumed it worked.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. All right.
I think he's switching to mobile.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's all pretend that we didn't hear what Bala said since his character's mute.
Wow, this is a good role playing.
But I can read lips.
But I can feel in my mind's eye that that he's going to pick up his kids.
Well,
so you telepathically told one of us. So who did you tell? Under we are going to relay that message.
So at the rate this combat's been going, it'll be 10 minutes before we get to Toth anyway. So let's see, the little fiery guys. They proceed to move around the darkened area.
They don't want to walk into it.
Are they like creatures? Are they made of fire?
They appear to be made of magma some sort, and little bursts of flames are coming out. So they're absolutely clearly very, very hot. And they are igniting fires as they go. That fence along that edge is fully burning at this point, because it had to climb over it, which is why it didn't quite make it as far as it otherwise would have, because I gave it a little bit of difficult terrain moving through there. That's really all they were able to do is make some progress forward. So Brave Narth, what would you like to do in your braveness?
Well, he would like to go back to his house and pretend none of this didn't happen, but
wish to awake from this.
Run and hide in the hunger of Hadar sphere.
He's only got 18 hit points. He can die there pretty quick, right?
He just saw an acid-scorched, frostbitten axe-beak and orc stumble and fall down to their death right in front of him.
Axe-beak?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, axe-beak is the name of the mounts. They're these big flightless birds that have giant beaks that are vaguely in the shape of axes. So they haven't gotten close enough to you to attack, so. And it doesn't look like they're going to at this rate. Actually, no, there are no axe beaks left.
Yep.
Killed all of them.
Some juice on the floor.
That's what they get for being so big, easy to hit.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's got his cunning, what's it called? Cunning action. So he can use dash as a bonus action. So okay. I'm going to use my 30 feet movement and 30 feet of a dash to see how far I can get up to the front of the building. Now that his axe beaks targets are gone, he's going to risk coming out of his hiding spot for now. And he can see the magmen coming in from around the...
You don't know what they are.
No, whatever whatever yeah. they are. I'm yes, calling them Magmen because they're magma. Yes. So
because they are Magmen.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So and yeah, they're tiny. He can handle them.
Yeah, he's feeling like you know he's probably okay. So let me see how close I can get to these guys. Because I get 60 feet, so 40 feet gets me to the end of the building, and another say 20 feet puts me a little there, and that'll put me within 30 feet of them, and that's my non-advantaged. And he will take his hand crossbow and he will point it at that first little, whatever you want to call it, creature, and fire away.
That will definitely hit.
Yeah, he's feeling good.
Uh-huh. Powerful. Yeah, and does pretty serious damage to it. It's still up. It's all still right. up.
That's all he's got.
All right. Feeling proud of himself, huh?
Something like that.
Okay. This Arug is going to... since his buddy here has been flamed, he's going to move forward here. He still has a javelin on him. Javelin left, and he doesn't like the fact that.
Did he like pad on
Sandswood is is burning up his buddy. I believe he what is the range on a okay, he has disadvantage on this attack because of distance. Come on.
Airy.
Tell me how to do the disadvantage roll. Is it shift? Oh, no. Okay, it's...
Roll twice.
Here we go.
Okay. No.
It's a 15 hit.
No, I'm 19 AC.
Oh, man. Okay. So, yeah, he whips... whoops, a javelin at you, but you see it coming and you just kind of sidestep it. It's no big deal. No big deal.
Did he accidentally touch his body? Like,
no. He doesn't really give a crap about his buddy. He just is more interested in his placement here. This next Aurig, he's going to move. Move over here. And he's going to make. I think these are the last of the. They make a disadvantaged javelin attack against our dwarf friend there.
Uh oh.
18. Is that Mr. Foehammer's? I'm pretty sure that hits. Who has
Who's gonna try it?
Who has Galdrin?
I have Galdrin. I'm pretty sure it's 14 AC.
Yeah. And that so 6 points of piercing damage.
Weak.
Oh, poor little dwarf.
And that'll be it for the Arug. He's still up. Is the
yep his health is accurate, the little bar above his head.
Oh, okay, all right, sweet. Okay, Tankrin.
Just gonna move, dash 60 feet to about there and switch to Lightbringer and shield.
Far as his little stubby legs can see, it's 50 feet. That's 60.
He's got the boots of striding.
Oh, that's yeah, never mind.
So he moves a little faster than you think he should be able to move.
Yeah.
A little Steve Austin effect.
You see the legs going.
He's a little gnome on crack.
Yeah, that's it. Switching to Lightbringer.
Okay.
All right. Well, I assume you're done now.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah. I was
so waiting Gellren for an
indication.
I'm sorry. Yeah. He's going to be dumb because that's what his character sheet says he is. It's actually funny because both Dorothra and Gellren have like serious character flaws.
Are you sure you're not reading my character sheet by mistake?
No, I'm sure. They are brave to a fault. Gellren wants...
You said dumb, and I've heard that used as me before. So
he's going to position himself directly between these two.
Of course he is. he has two axe attacks.
He does.
Know. He could take them both out.
And he is going to swing at the one on the ground first.
All right, that's it with advantage.
Yes. Does this roll?
I will absolutely hit.
Four and eight.
That guy was pretty badly damaged already. So you just chop down and you just cleave an arm off, and turn to his buddy, his comrade.
I want to think that he yells out in a very thick dwarvish accent, and this is how we make cork paste.
I mean, he would, reading his character sheet. All right. Well,
and he just moved out of Agadir's spellcasting.
Yeah.
Or movement range to.
Oh, he's dumb. And
that's
he's all right, gonna...
I really didn't want to heal him.
And I'm going to use my second attack to hit the, or to swing at the other, I assume a 10 misses.
He does not have advantage on that one, so he does miss the other orc. Orc.
That's his play.
All right.
And so Dorothra.
Next up is Dorothra, yes.
Also stupid. But I guess less stupid, more like principled, I guess. I don't know.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
I don't understand these things. Because she will lay down her life to protect the citizens. And boy, I feel like if she makes it out of this one, we've done well. So 30 movement. Perfect.
Isn't she the spellcaster? Or just a warrior?
Oh, no, she's not. She is like, what are her weapons? A great sword and a heavy crossbow.
Stupid. Okay.
But specifically, she really likes being up close. And she rushes in and refuses to back down and puts herself in dumb positions. True. So that's what's happening here. But luckily, she does have multi-attack on melee, so I'm going to nestle in here between this, don't remember what its name is, and the Magman.
Orog.
Magman and an Orog. Yeah.
Well, there's only one, right? So Magman.
Right. M-I-N, not M-E-N.
Oh, okay. All right.
What shall it attach? Well, what shall she?
Well,
attack?
It's gonna attack the Orog first.
Okay.
Don't touch it.
With a not enough.
Not enough. No, it doesn't even come anywhere close.
And then swing at the Magmin for also terrible.
Oh man.
All right. Yeah, it's fitting of someone who is brave.
Poorly prepared for
apparently Dorothra is using Tancred's dice as well.
Oh my god.
Hey, if enough people are using Tancred's dice, then maybe Tancred will get yeah. different dice.
Yeah, maybe. Hey.
It breaks before you use it.
All right, that's it.
Okay, so next up. Okay, so now we are actually too tough. Are you back, Paula? Oh yeah, you are back.
Yeah,
perfect timing, yep. actually.
I could speak telepathically to any creature 60 feet as an action, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I have two telepathic speech. One is a bonus action, but I need my bonus action to do something else. So I'm just going to use this one. This is not a two-way communication; it's a one-way thing. But like, I'm just going to go close to Lillian.
UDB.
I think I could easily go there. Like, my movement is 60 feet, so
sure.
Gonna go to her, and I'm gonna rely her like my conversation with giants, and then I'm gonna say to her like, "You are right. They cannot be reasoned with. So, if you wanna leave, I think I can. I could make a truce with them. I can try to make a truce, but like, let everyone know. I think if you wanna leave, I think we need to leave. That's pretty much it. And then like, I'm gonna use my bonus action to convert all my sorcery." Points. Once again, I need to figure out like I had this thing planned out. It's been a week, 2 weeks. All my sorcery points over here. I think I'm gonna convert everything into a third level slot.
Wow.
I'm gonna spend 5, and then I'm gonna get a third level slot back.
Okay.
What? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's this one. That is the sorcery point.
Yeah, that's sorcerer's way of getting spell slots back.
That is somewhere like bonus actions. There you go. And then, like, I'm just gonna look at her mouth to see, like, if she's gonna say something back. That's my action. I mean, that's my turn.
Okay. All right. Is that all right? That So it doesn't give the creature the ability to respond to you telepathically. Okay.
I'm gonna use my observant feet to see if he's gonna say something
back. Oh, okay, all right.
And then, like, if he moves her lips, then I could read like what he's saying.
Okay. All right. Any kind of response, Lillian, or? Are you muted?
Sorry, yeah, I was muted. What was the question?
My take on it was that Toph was saying that they can't be reasoned with, and I didn't quite catch what you were saying about.
I was just mentioning that I think if we have to be safe, I think we need to leave the city, and I could. I can try arbitrating a truce time to have everyone move out, but like, that's what I think she's telling. Like, I'm just letting her to know, like, let everyone know, like, they can't be reasoned with, and they are here to. My conversation with giants, like, whatever she understood is that, like, they are here to occupy the city. So just like to have everyone move out of the city to be safe, because that's what they say, like.
You don't need to convince Lillian to leave and abandon everyone.
I'm convincing you to let everybody else know so that like could leave, and I'm just letting you know. I'm gonna try to arbitrate a truce, maybe a peace time, so we could just move without having anyone getting hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't. I don't know what I would respond to this other than, I have no allegiance to this town, and I have loose allegiance to any one of you.
Especially me.
And so the reality is, if anything looks like it's going south, so will I.
And here I was
I'm just looking to see, like,
if I could sacrifice a bard to save this town, I would.
No, he can. If he can save a sacrifice a bard to do anything, he would.
To save herself.
Save a bard, go to jail.
Hey, you gotta play your character to how you've envisioned it, you know. So, yeah, I guess I don't know how that combines with the fact that they can't be reasoned with, because it kind of seems like already we're not trying to reason with them. So I will continue on my path of trying to get into this building.
Okay.
So unless you strongly suggest otherwise, to, you know, run for the horses and leave you to negotiate, that is exactly what I'm going to continue doing.
Oh, no. Like, I'm just saying, like, no, mind. Like, you do whatever you want. Like, I'm just trying to see, like, you know, like, if you're going to keep fighting, then I would just use my third level slot to fight. If you're just going to run away, then I'm going to use my third level slot to buy some time to run away.
Well, at this point, I think I'm not the one you need to convince, so feel free to speak more broadly.
Are you serious? I'm mute. Like, that's I'm letting you know.
Pick the wrong target.
This is the danger of being
with you. You really should have picked better.
And literally, you're the only one.
You're new to the group, and that's your bad.
We'll chop this up to a learning exercise. Be close to somebody else other than Lillian.
Are you trying to run
carefully? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, luckily, I mean, it's only, you know, a little bit more walking, and you'll be to someone who probably, you know, care. Yeah. To be clear, Lillian doesn't want everyone to die.
She just doesn't care if the bard dies.
Yeah, well, okay, okay. I don't want everyone to die.
Just the bard.
All right, that was your movement and action. Did you say you had a bonus action that you wanted to take?
That's my bonus action. It's like I converted my.
Oh, that's right. You converted your spell here. Got it. Yeah. Right. Your spell slot recovery. Okay. Cool. All right. So, anything else on that turn? You're all good.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
All right. The magmen to the north, moving forward.
What we have?
They are, and they do a dash, and they are closing in slowly but surely. They really can't do anything else besides that. The other giant moves forward. His movement, this time not dashing, stops short to where the other giant has paused and gestured to the ground and spoken to him. And he pulls out his great sword and he begins using it like a shovel. And it's starting to dig into the earth. It makes very little sense, very strange. But that is what he's doing. And that's all he does.
I know it's not my turn, but can I see what he's doing from where I'm standing?
From where you're standing? Yeah, you can.
Now I want to shout out that we're not dead yet, so you can't bury us.
He completely ignores you.
He might want to bury first.
All right. And that's it. And the Arug. That's right. Whoops. That's right.
Jump into the hole.
Here. He takes up a position kind of halfway between the giants and the orgs in front. You get the impression that maybe they're, maybe they're less interested in actually actively killing everyone and more making sure that you don't get at the fire giants. So that's his turn. He does have a javelin left. He'll wing it at somebody. Tankrin. He'll throw it at you with disadvantage.
Okay.
Is his last javelin? Oh, he totally whiffs it. Yeah, it goes sails. He doesn't quite realize how short you are, and it just goes flying right over your head.
With that natural one, he just hits the guy that's shrieking from the heat metal spell in the back. Sorry.
Sorry, bud. All right, Lillian, you are up.
All right.
Well, not up yet. He's still on the ground. She's still on the ground.
I am going to use half my movement to walk to this door and check if it's open or can be opened or otherwise if I can get inside.
Dorothra just recently exited out of this building. So yeah, you're able to enter into the building.
Looking around, is there any vantage point that I can, like these parapet windows at the top, is there any vantage point that I can get to that I can see visually where I can use that as a place to
look
here and shoot?
Yeah, there is a ladder that leads up to the roof of the building. It is clear that is kind of at least partly the point of this tower is to provide for defense.
Okay, I am going to use whatever remaining movement and my action to sprint as far as I can make it. So you tell me how far is that?
You can definitely get to the top of the building, to the top of the building.
I assume climbing a ladder will take more than
that. That's basically your action. Mm-hmm. So you're able to get to the roof and maybe halfway across it. You're not able to get to the point where you're able to really. You could probably, with one more movement, you could probably get to the point where you're in a good position to shoot.
Yeah, if that's what your intent is. To move and shoot.
That is my intent.
Yeah. Okay.
And that is my turn.
That ends your turn. Okay. The guy who's on fire. This guy is on fire. He has to start his turn. Okay, so that does not apply to you. You don't get to. It's not the start of his turn. It's on your turn.
Yeah, it's my turn. If I cause another damage to him, he has to roll the saving throw. So nothing now. But he's still on fire. No, it's not. He wears a heat metal plate mail.
Tankrin, go ahead and give
reaction.
Attack of opportunity. He approaches such that Othovir does not get an attack. 23. A 23 will absolutely hit.
Nice.
6 points.
That's 6 points of damage.
So
all right. At which point, He's going to make two great axe attacks.
Okay.
At Sandswood. 21. Does that hit? Yes. 11 points of damage.
Yeah. I don't know how constant. Whoa. Second one's also hit.
Second one for 15 points of damage. So
would he have had an attack of opportunity walking away from Dorothea there too?
Yeah.
I totally missed the fact that Dorothea was right there. Yeah, go ahead and give Dorothea an attack of opportunity.
Okay, she'll just miss. Oh, never mind. She'll. Never mind. She'll crit.
Probably. I don't need to. Is it still alive?
No.
19 points killed it?
No.
Yay!
Are you serious? 19 points killed it?
Yes.
So those two great axes damage is like...
You had 18 hit points left. And I'm not happy.
Yay!
Well, the good news is the spell ends because, you don't need to lose that armor.
I haven't lose concentration. The plate mail is still hot. I'm cooking the core, so...
So never mind that damage. Alan just saved you 26 hit points.
Yes.
plus two con save rolls.
Yeah.
Yes. I was just expecting to miss because she has such a bad two hit. But then, whatever.
How do you know? It's a critical.
But like I said, you put away Tankard's dice and you get the good dice out. So hey John, can I make a call that we let Sanford roll two constitution saves to see if a spell would have dropped?
Because
I don't think he would succeed twice in a row.
I have feats to make it easier, so maybe
That's right. You got Warcasters that gives you
advantage. Can I?
No, but no, you can roll twice, you get advantage on both rolls, right?
So they would both be DC 10 saves.
But you get advantage on it with Warcaster, right?
Oh yeah, true. But yeah, never mind.
You'd have to roll four times so we could see if you would have failed. The other two rolls don't matter since it's already gone.
So as long as you maintain that concentration, that plate mail will remain hot up to a minute or whatever.
So working backwards, what happened a little bit, he was so mad about his armor that he didn't realize that he was just about to get his head lopped off of Z-Watch.
So imagine when he's still swinging his great axe.
He was basically very desperate to get rid of the burning that he just did not recognize the severity of the danger from Dorothea, and just left himself completely vulnerable. And Dorothea just swipe opened up his neck and just he fell to the ground.
To be honest, it actually is the other way around because the 19 points would have been done by Dorothea first, and then Tankard would have finished him off.
that's right. Tankard did hit. That's right.
True.
All
right. So, yes, that clearly ends his turn. Next up is the fire giant who puts away his the rod that it was carrying and joins in the digging
with
the great swords. It starts digging right alongside the other fire giant, completely ignoring everything else that's going on in the field.
They're trying to get a big rock.
So they're thinking.
Make a perception check, Lillian.
I'm just assuming based on the fact that they threw rocks before.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find.
They ran out of rocks. They're going back to replenish their supply.
Yeah. that just doesn't jive. There are rocks all over the place that they could have easily just picked up and chucked. Sure. So the notion that they're looking for rocks by digging, it just doesn't really quite. I mean, you know, it was your first thought, but then you realize that no, that doesn't make any sense. There are rocks around that they could have just picked up and thrown at us. What are they doing here? What are they doing digging for them?
Either one of them look like they're holding a treasure map.
It makes me want to run away.
No. Do you want to make a perception check for me?
Me?
Yeah.
My perception's probably terrible. Sure, let me make one.
I enjoy feeling it.
No. Yep. I told you it's terrible.
No clue what the heck they're doing. No clue why they're doing it there.
And suddenly you realize you're looking at your own hands.
I'm not holding a treasure map.
You're searching through your backpack for a treasure map. You're not sure why.
Wait, what was I doing?
So, yeah. Next up is the orc that's next to Gelrin. And he's going to take a great axe attack against Gelring. Hits with a 22 and does 7 points of damage. Poor Gelrin, man. Yeah,
he's getting beat up.
Kind of rocks back the little dwarf back on his heels, and who is looking really, 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 really rough. And that one attack is really all he's going to do. He's prepared to face off against Gelring and end him if possible. So Othavir.
Olivier is going to move. Yeah. Wait a minute. Move here a little bit and cast Witch Bolt again.
Witch Bolt?
To the. Because his previous target is gone, to this one.
To this magman right there, yeah. And hits with a 20.
Hits with 20.
Yeah.
Hit.
So, it slams into the magman, who takes a half step back and just starts falling apart, and flames start shooting out of it. Slowly at first, and then more rapidly and more rapidly, and all of a sudden, oof, it detonates and sprays magma everywhere. So I need, I guess, just Dorathra to make a dexterity saving throw. Whoops.
Dorathra dex.
Just Dorathra.
19.
She manages to dodge out of the way of a clump of flying fiery magma, and is just sprayed by a little bit of the kind of spray that goes with it, and takes 4 points of fire damage.
Well, still, okay.
So, dex save for half is what we're looking at here. And that one is dead. All right. anything?
What a pitiful life. Your entire existence for 4 points of damage. Pathetic.
Well, it had already been hit once.
Yeah.
So
I'm just teasing.
Oh, you're so
Magmin.
Pause. Yeah, pause. Never mind. Yeah. Oh, they're sad little creatures.
True. Well, it ends my.
It ends your turn. Okay, then Agadir is up.
All right, I need you to make a rolling because my measurement's telling me that I am not quite close enough to Gelrin. my 30 feet doesn't like it'll take me quite to him, but with this map being what it is, I'm measuring it. It's like 33 feet to him. Depending on if you're going from... You're going from edge to edge?
I don't know. Looks good to me.
You think I can make it? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, Gelrin, I don't want you to die.
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt on these, okay, on this map. So
yeah,
it's just a big ass
so
map.
I'm just going to run up my 30 feet so I can be next to Gelrin, and I am going to another, I'll say second level spell, but I'm going to touch his dwarven butt, and not literally his butt, but you know what I mean. and give him a little heal. Let's see. Spells.
Can Gelrin avoid getting touched?
If he wished.
No, actually, it's okay. I was reading through his bio, and I thought I remembered him being sort of like a...
Anti-bard?
That's your not bio. Anti-bard, but like, like wants to do it on his own.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think not like
dying would be something you can avoid, right? It's a...
Yeah. Oh yeah, you absolutely could. If it's a spell that you have to touch.
I don't know. It's incumbent upon every dwarf to forge a legacy. I stand for Clan Foehammer and all dwarven kind. I never run from a fight, especially if it involves killing orcs or giants.
He's not running, so we're all good. He can take the heal.
Yeah. Okay, so 15 points of healing. That's pretty good.
15 point heal.
Yep. All right.
He's back in the fight. If I couldn't reach him, I was going to shoot the orc that was trying to kill him, but I think the healing will be better. He's got a better chance of hitting the orc than I do with a bow. And that's... Actually, let me see if I can...
I'll be honest, he probably doesn't.
Nah, that's going to be it. I'm going to save my bardic inspiration for now.
Okay. Oh, I need to look at one thing real quick.
Actually, the other thing is I'm going to switch. I had my bow out before, but I'm going to switch off to my swords or be ready for my rapiers for next go around, if that makes a difference.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Next up is Dars. Who has
Dars? Oh, yeah, it's me. Okay. I'm going to try this guy. From here. Same javelin from a disadvantage. Or should I just try to get in close on something else? Okay, I'm just gonna go slightly to 30 feet movement. So just gonna go here.
Okay.
Where? I'm still going to do the same action, though, but like just going to move over here and then try hitting the same guy, this guy, this particular orb, probably.
Okay. Disadvantage, right.
It's a slink. There you go. What do you know?
14... that hits, and it does enough damage to, you skip that rock right off the skull, and it does just enough to put him under. He's dead.
That's my action, and I'm right. Just stay there. Yeah,
good deal. Urgala, what you doing, girl?
Let's see. Where is she? Oh, there she is.
So far, none of the NPCs has done it. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, she's going to shoot at the Orog that's sort of in the doorway or just behind the doorway.
Okay.
I think she has line of sight to that. Mm-hmm. So with the bow...
Nice. The three.
Good rolls. Okay, well...
Well, damage, damage not so great.
I managed to find an opening in its plate mail and does some damage. Nice.
Yeah. Okay, take a second attack.
Actually, she's so surprised that she hit with the first one that she gets distracted and misses. Bummer.
Yeah, that's it for her.
Okay. This Aurig is going to move forward and is going to take the place of the other one that that had the heated armor, and is going to go after Dorathra with its two great axe attack. First one is an 8. I'm pretty sure Dorathra's armor class is greater than 8.
Mm. Yes, it is definitely.
But does a 16 hit?
Yes.
Yes.
I think they both have 14 AC, yep.
That will do 11 points of damage.
Okay, she's stupid. She will die for her town. And by will, I mean, like, yeah, absolutely.
Well, actually. Not willing to, will actually. All right, Sandswood.
Okay, I move here to get closer, and then yes, I'm going to cast a level 1 ice knife. I have a circle for that. Wait a minute. Yeah. To these orcs. This orcs.
Speaking of which, who cast the Circle of Hadar or whatever that?
Toft did.
Okay.
Yes. It's a concentration spell.
I'm wondering if
it's still up.
Anything would have broken that concentration, but I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think she's done anything concentration related. Okay. All right. Carry on.
So that means the first piercing attack, the ice knife attack, goes to these orcs. So I'm going to roll the dice.
Okay. All three of those guys?
No, just one. What is the first roll? The first rolling is about the target takes 1d10 piercing damage. So that is for the first aura. And it rolls 17. Does 17 hit?
17 does not hit.
Okay, so ignore that. And then after that, 2d6 cold damage to three of them if they cannot save.
Hit or miss, the shard then explodes. Yeah. Target each creature within 5 feet must succeed in a dexterity saving throw. And so 5 feet from that
point.
So, well, it's you're attacking the creature.
Yeah.
So the only other creature within 5 feet is the one next to it, is the one behind it. The other, this one is greater than 5 feet away.
Okay. I thought it touches the.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. So it's the.
Oh, sorry. So at least two of them need to make dexterity saving throws or take. The target must succeed on a dexterity throw or take 2d6 of cold damage.
Yes.
And that's what the 12 is. Okay. Yes. So the one in front is going to.
Okay.
11 probably fails. Or what is the DC? 13?
13.
Oh, yeah, okay. And the second one
nice.
Fails as well. So they both take 12 points of cold damage.
But does NPC also take the damage if that's the case?
That's a good question.
If it starts from the aura itself, then yeah, she might also need to roll the saving.
Did you attack the one in the back?
No, the one in the front.
Attack the one in the front.
Yeah. Each creature, so yes. I have Dorathra make a dexterity saving throw.
You have 12 damage. I'm so sorry.
Not with Tankrin's dice.
No, not Tankrin.
Who's got Dorathra?
Yeah, who got her?
Lillian. Alan.
Yep.
Dexterity saving throw.
Both good.
For her. She's really in a bad position.
It's got to be a 13.
Oh!
No.
Takes 12 points cold damage. That's over half of remaining hit points. Ouch.
I'm not told you.
She is going to die for her town.
Maybe trying to think I'm on their team, right?
Probably not quite that.
All right.
Any movement or anything?
No, no, no. Yeah, it ends my turn.
Okay, Narth. Narth, the brave champion he is.
Narth didn't like watching that little mag whatever thing explode, but he still feels like that's the bravest of things to shoot at. So let me see where he can.
Well, he figures if any of the ones remaining explode, at least they're far enough away that they're probably not going to catch anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. All right, so he's got 60 feet with his bonus dash. So let's see, how far away am I to... Keep forgetting the range of his 30 foot for a hand crossbow. Man, that sucks.
Yeah, they're...
But... I can get within 30 feet. So my plan is I'm not going to move him. I'm going to run up to get within 30 feet, shoot, and run back.
Okay.
So we'll call it a non-disadvantaged shot. And...
Just incoming doesn't matter.
Yeah, the closest mag whatever. Hand crossbow.
14 is hit. That just hits.
Oh, wow.
All right.
5 piercing.
That's 5 piercing damage. Okay. And that bolt just burns up in a puff. All right. I've been screwing this up. All right. So it hits and does damage. But it doesn't appear to do quite as much damage as you're kind of expecting it to.
I feel like they've got a little bit of a resistance, maybe.
maybe. Yeah. I was actually just thinking, you know, with the fire and whatnot, I wonder if that would give him resistant to anything, and I looked and sure enough, it does. So forgot about that. All right. So anything else? You're gonna move back, right? Yeah. So you move up.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah.
All right.
Shuffle them around without moving.
All right. Next up is the Arag. And since Darathra appears to want to keep up the fight, it's going to move forward. He figures the other Aurig has things under control. He's gonna tie up Tankrin over here, and do 2 attacks against Tankrin. First attack is 20.
Oh, no. It's right.
Man, everybody is rolling so high.
I know.
It is 20. Okay. So it's a hit.
Yeah. Okay. Hit, 15 points of slashing damage.
Oh my god.
15. Okay.
Second attack is a 25 for 5 points of slashing damage. Okay.
I mean, at least he didn't crit.
Yeah.
Positive. Yeah. the next Aurig, he's just repositioning himself.
He's on harm.
He's gonna just stay right there. He's gonna just kind of take a position between everyone and hold his attack. So he's not gonna do anything. So Tankren, would you like to respond to this offense?
Yeah. So is this what shape is this org undamaged?
It is damaged. It is
16.
Decently damaged, but not bloodied.
Yeah, like 20-ish away from. Yeah, he has like 20 HP. If it's they all
okay. Hit with Lightbringer once.
I guess.
It's gonna miss. I'm not sure where your calculations came from, but that's not quite accurate. But seven is going to miss.
Two misses.
That's damage. That's not to hit.
Because I remember HP of the first one.
Those are damage rolls.
That's right. Those are damage rolls. Okay.
No wonder you've been rolling so long.
There we go.
That will hit.
Okay, I'm going to use a spell slot for radiant damage.
Oh yeah, there you go.
A smite.
All right.
So hold on, let me find that.
Can you do your damage first before you decide to dump that in case he just happens to die?
20? I doubt you can hit 20.
When you hit, you can expend one.
I'm not sure.
No, I think I need to.
Sandswood, but you're off by a little bit.
I think
I need to. So I'm declaring it, and I'll roll. I'll use the die roller separately.
Okay.
So 11 plus.
Well, 19. Well, he almost got to 20 anyway.
Yeah, but the,
all right. Yeah, he's hurting, but he's still up.
Okay. Second attack.
Estimate.
Yeah, I'm not sure if your starting hit point number was off or.
Yeah, I'm just guessing
based and on. And 21 will hit too.
Okay, I'll just do a normal hit. 7 points.
Seven.
We'll make it, right?
You don't have anything to do, maybe one extra point of damage.
Oh, what?
John, you can fudge it and just say he dies.
He is really hurting. He's on his last legs. He's no, I'm not that nice. Anything else?
Make us roll another.
No, that's it.
Party, we need you. One HP, we need you.
All right, Gelrin. Gelrin is up.
Gelrin is
run away from Agatur again.
Yeah.
So, John, speaking of running away, I was really going to consider cutting words on the 20 that hit Tankren. I know this is kind of retconning things, but I was trying to calculate how far away I was from the Orog.
If you're close enough, I'll let you do it.
Well, it says 60 feet. I was looking up the spell to see how close I needed to be, and then I was trying to measure him, and we kind of moved on before I got a chance to.
I'll let you do it.
I was going to do it, and so that's my second. That's why I was holding back some of my bardic inspirations. So
okay,
that first hit against you, Tankren, didn't count. So that 15 damage that you took is back in.
Okay,
thank you. I'm trying to be faster with it, but I just couldn't remember it off the top of my head how far away I needed to be.
And trying to measure it on the map.
Yeah, I probably should have just said, "Hey, pause the game. Let's go do some math." Yeah.
I think the hindsight action here is the tokens are too big.
Yeah,
well, they are. They are.
Can you make them smaller? Or
I could make them smaller. The problem they is they'd be useless. So small.
Yeah, and then
we'd have to zoom in. I want to be able to see the full field of battle because everything's kind of spread out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. Well, so Gelrin is. Are Urrog's orcs?
They're orc adjacent. They're like cousins to. They're definitely an orc. They're like a. I don't know. Okay. So literally,
Gelrin will hate them because he's a racist. Surprisingly
keen intellect that ordinary orcs believe is a gift from the orc goddess Luthic. So yes, they are orcs. They're just bigger and smarter.
As long as they look enough like orcs for Gelrin to trigger his racist behaviors.
Oh, absolutely. Then,
it's stupid, so he can misidentify the race.
He was seriously considering just running across the field at these giants because he hates giants a lot. He wants them off of it. Get off my property!
But, so crossing over the fence will cost you an extra 5 feet of movement if you're going to do that.
And you know what? I think he's gonna, because aforementioned is stupid.
Yeah, it is not a tall fence. It is basically a intended to delineate rather than keep out.
Actually, he doesn't need to. He can just go this way. So he's going to sprint to get up here. And that will be it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That burns his action. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Then Dorathra is up.
Finish it there.
Dorathra is a psycho. So she is going to... Well, she's going to swing at the Urag to her left because she senses weakness. And hopefully she can hit anything because honestly, I'm not convinced.
Hits.
Yeah, 15. Which one was attacking?
The one to the left.
To the left, yeah. That will miss.
Oh my god!
Yeah, they're in plate mail.
Wow.
Yep. And she does not have a huge plus to hit, so it's not great. Well, it is great, but it's only literally great and not figuratively great.
Only the sport is great. Not her bonuses.
But she gets a second attack, right?
But she will still use her second attack to swing at the other orc.
To the,
the one to the north.
Yeah. The actual north. Yeah, and again, the 15 will not hit.
Like I said, though, she's dumb. She's looking out. She's trying to do everything by herself and laying down her life and stupid things.
Trying to defend her town.
Yeah, she has people here she cares about, so she's trying to do everything at once.
All right, well then
when she dies.
There will be people who lament her death, you know?
Yeah. Toph,
not me.
Toph just rolls her eyes and then he's just going to 30 feet.
What is with these people? Why aren't they paying attention to me?
I'm picturing Toph at the behind this building, doesn't realize there's this huge battle going on. He's just been chatting with giants and talking to Lillian. And... Wait, y'all are fighting over there? That deafened condition just kind of ruins it.
I could do the... Six feet. I keep getting confused between the I believe this is Sanford.
What's that?
Sanford know that I think we should fall back. We are outnumbered. And I'm gonna use my bonus action to convert to burn one spell slot to convert them into sorcery points. So I can't do anything until I have a sorcery point, so I have to redo the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, you're undoing what you did before?
Yeah, but I'm burning a second level spell slot to get my sorcery points. I believe I will get 3 sorcery points back.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I wink at you. As a response to
you, what
I blink.
You blink? Okay.
Oh, yeah, and also I'll to let everybody know, because like, I can't talk to everyone at once. But yeah, like, that's pretty much it.
Okay. All right. So let's see. The magmen are up. They're gonna take their 60 feet of dash.
Better be careful, Aggie. They're coming for you.
Oops. Through the giant at the same time. Yeah, that's about it. And yeah, that's their movement. The other giant continues his digging.
Huh.
Yep.
Is there anything shows up in the hall yet?
Make a perception check.
Okay, as sense would driver.
As whoever's looking.
Perception.
They have not uncovered anything. It's still just a whole bunch of dirt.
So the hall is full of dirt, not like little tiny rocks, right?
It's dirt and rocks and a whole bunch of you're just digging a hole. It's not particularly rocky. It seems mostly like topsoil at this point.
All right.
And then the Aurug. Clearly you guys are not are continuing to insist on attacking. He's gonna move forward to actually he's gonna come over this fence. Let me make sure he's got enough distance. So he's got aggressive. He can get to Durathra.
Oh.
Poor Durathra. Yeah. He's not going to last very long.
It's her with 12 points. That's insane.
And he's going to make two great axe attack against her. First one is a
12.
For 12 points of damage.
Bye.
That was to Durathra?
Yeah. Is she unconscious?
Is gonna take a short nap.
Short nap. All right.
Are we doing death saves for the NPCs?
Yes.
Okay.
We should, right?
And it's got nothing close, so it's going to turn its attention. Somewhere, but doesn't have any movement left, so that's about it for it. Lillian.
How do I do death throws for her? Is that just on the next turn?
That'll be on the next turn, but before we get there,
yeah,
it is 5:55, top of the order.
Okay.
Now seems like a good point to pause.
Right.
It's either that or we got to do a 5-minute speed round to.
Right. All right.